Good morning. Thank you all for coming. Hopefully, more people will show up. First of all, I'm Dr. Dan Gerber. I'm the Associate Dean for Academic Affairs at the University of Massachusetts School of Public Health and Health Sciences. More important to this proceeding, I was the founding director of our undergraduate program 4 years ago. Just a show of hands, I'm curious how many people here made the symposium summit on undergraduate education 2 days ago? Okay. For others, it was a phenomenal experience. Dr. Donna Peterson organized it with several people, with Christine who's in the back room. And since you're here, I presume because you're interested in undergraduate education, I thoroughly encourage you to come next year to San Francisco. I hope they do it again the day before APHA starts. It really was very worthwhile for all of us to talk about where we are and where we're going. Okay, good morning. We're back to undergraduate education today in these presentations. We have several excellent presenters. If you don't mind, I think I will ask each presenter to go give their presentation, sit down. The next one, we'll wait for questions and answers, questionings and discussion towards the end. I'd like to make sure everyone gets a chance. If you have a burning question, please raise your hand. But if not, we will hopefully have a good discussion towards the end. Our first presenter is Laura Arnold. Laura Arnold has Laura Arnold receives her PhD and MPH both in epidemiology from the UMD New Jersey School of Public Health and Rutgers University. She's a faculty member in the Division of Public Health Sciences, Department of Surgery at Washington University in St. Louis. She also holds faculty positions in the Department of Anthropology, where she teaches for the Public Health minor, and the Brown School, where she teaches for the MPH program. Lauren's title is Defining Boundaries Between Undergraduate Liberal Arts and Graduate Public Health Programs at the Research Institution.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi. Please. Thanks, Dan.
Good morning, everyone. I'm very excited to be here today and talk about some of the work that we're doing at Washington University, looking at relationships between our undergraduate and graduate public health programs. I have absolutely no financial disclosures related to this work. I wanted to just begin by giving a little bit of an overview about some of our work with public health students and what motivated us to start looking at the relationships between these two programs, specifically with respect to competencies. And so I'm going to give you a little bit of a brief overview about our two programs, our undergraduate minor and our graduate MPH program, and then a little bit about how they do or don't fit together and what we did in terms of developing competencies for both of these programs, pretty much in tandem, and kind of go through some things that worked for us and directions that we see things moving forward, both at our institution and on a larger perspective. So anyone that's worked with undergrads in public health know that they are a great, great group of students. They're excited, they're motivated, they want to go out there and save the world, they want to do good. They are also very different and unique when we look at them in relationship to our graduate students. And so our undergrads, at least in our experience working with them at WashU, have a lot of need for experiential learning. They want internships, they want externships, volunteer experiences, hands-on learning. They're not really interested in the theory behind what they're doing, but they want to know what public health is all about. And they also have some pretty short-term goals. They might want to go into public health, or they're thinking about doing that on a career, as a career path, but what a lot of them seem to be concerned about is, what do I need to do to get into an MPH program? I'm going to graduate, and I want to go to grad school. What do I need to do? What boxes do I need to check off? And then as they start getting further along into their minor studies, because we're a minor, we have somewhat limited course offerings. Because we do offer an MPH, some of them ask questions. Well, why can't I start taking MPH classes now? I've done my minor classes, and why can't I start with my MPH classes? And then once they actually do get onto grad school, some of the feedback we hear from them is, well, I've already taken that course. Why do I have to do it again? You know, I've already taken a research methods course. Why do I need to take it again, or similar for epi or whatnot? And so it's really that last bit that got us thinking about competencies. So very quickly, our minor in public health is actually housed within the Department of Anthropology. We have a very liberal arts focus to our undergraduate public health program. We have a 5-course requirement for it. So they take required courses in introduction to public health, anthropology in public health, and public health research and practice, which is a mix of research methods, epi, and public health practice. And then they choose a couple of electives to round up the minor. We've had 3 classes graduate so far with a total of 87 students, and they are out there working in all different fields, not necessarily public health, but hopefully using public health within their jobs. So they might be in engineering. We've got people who are working as policy analysts or in business, and hopefully they're using some of that public health training in their jobs. We also have people that are in graduate programs, PhD programs, MPH programs, medical school, occupational therapy, physical therapy, so a variety of things, as well as work. They're out there in AmeriCorps, Teach for America, Peace Corps, things along those lines. Currently, we have just over 180 students who are registered as minors, and what we've learned is a lot of people don't register until the week before graduation, so they take all their courses and then they register at the very end. But our minors right now that we do have registered represent over 24 different majors, including psychology, engineering, biochemistry, political science, Spanish, history, so we've got a good diversity within our student population. Our MPH program is also relatively new. It launched in the fall of 2009, and so it also is growing and developing just like our undergraduate program. The MPH program's first class graduated in the spring with 30 students. Many of them actually have gone on to doctoral level work or medical school, things along those lines. Currently, we have 130 students in the MPH program, and while most of them are straight MPH students, we do have some that are doing dual degrees with social work, law, or business. And our MPH program is a little bit different than some of the more traditional MPH programs that are out there because our students do not choose a discipline to concentrate in. Instead, they get a general MPH degree, which has a transdisciplinary focus. So they take a series of transdisciplinary planning courses that look at topics within public health from a transdisciplinary perspective, and how to address it from a lot of different angles. And the MPH program is currently in the process of getting accredited. Their site visit's in about 5 weeks. So competencies have been a topic on their mind, very much so, for the last 24 months. And so, like I said, we started to look at, with these students who were giving us feedback, graduates from the undergrad program, some of the feedback we were getting from the MPH program with these students kind of, why do I have to take these classes again? We started looking at how do these programs fit together and where do they not fit together? Where do we want to start drawing boundaries between them? And we were thinking in terms of our own undergraduate and graduate programs, but we're also thinking more broadly. You know, our undergraduates may be going to graduate school in other places. Our graduate program is certainly receiving students from a lot of programs who may or may not have had public health training as an undergraduate. So how do we start to look at some of these boundary issues? And so we really took this from a competency perspective. And thinking about these standards of practice and skills that the profession would look for in students. So thinking about what kind of skills and knowledge did we want our students to acquire, and really to what degree should they be able to apply those things. And that's where we did see a big distinction between the undergraduate and the graduate programs. Looking at where in the curriculum we would expect or hope that students would develop these skills and knowledge, and looking at this from separately from an undergrad and grad perspective, but then looking at it in tandem with each other as well. So we have at WashU, we don't have a school of public health. Our MPH program is actually housed within our school of social work. So we have an institute for public health that serves to try to unite public health across the campuses and schools. It brings together faculty who are doing public health related work, and it serves to support faculty and provide grants and things along those lines, but it also houses a curriculum committee. And this curriculum committee has no real power in terms of making curriculum decisions, but it does bring together representatives from different programs that involve public health across the campuses. And so out of this curriculum committee, we formed a work group to specifically look at competencies between the undergraduate minor and the graduate program. And so what we first did was we pulled the Association for Prevention, Teaching and Research, I want to say guidelines, or sort of suggested competencies that they have for undergraduate majors, minors, certificates, and these are based largely on what had come out of George Washington University. So we pulled those and started looking at them and seeing how they might work for our program, where we could adapt them, where we could tweak them, where we could put new things in there. And then once we had a sort of a working list of competencies for our minor, we started mapping them to coursework and syllabi to see where they would be addressed or where gaps were that we would need to try to make changes in what we're already doing with the undergrad program. Simultaneously, the MPH program was developing their competencies primarily for their accreditation process. And so we sat down as part of this work group. We had the director of the undergrad program and the director and associate dean for public health for the MPH program at the table sitting down, and we looked at these competencies side by side. And we started to look for areas where there might be potential overlap and where both faculty and students could get confused. If they saw these competencies, they might say, hey, well, I did do that as an undergrad. Now you want me to do it again. So what we wound up really coming down to was trying to keep the focus, the undergraduate focus, on a liberal arts perspective, and the graduate focus more on a professional training. We did not want the undergrad degree to become a mini MPH, a mini pre-professional degree. So we really had to try to remember the focus of each program. And we looked at the wording on competencies and really tried to gear the undergraduate wording towards things that allowed them to recognize or describe or understand things, whereas the MPH program competencies, we tried to more emphasize the application and the analysis, the critical thinking and the analytical side of what they were recognizing and understanding. So just to give you an idea of a couple of the competencies that we have, our undergraduate competencies include things like recognizing relationships between public health and the liberal arts, or understanding the need for interdisciplinary approaches to identifying determinants of health and disease. Whereas our graduate program takes that to a different level, not only defining programs in a transdisciplinary way, but applying transdisciplinary solutions to problems and using appropriate analytic tools. So we tried to really look at some of these areas where initially we had things that were worded very similarly and try to make a bit more of a distinction between them. So some of the things that worked for us, like I said, was keeping that focus on the goal of the program, liberal arts versus professional training, but also that continuous dialogue between program directors, really the willingness to be able to sit down and look at these things and modify them, you know, when needed, and to really sit down and iron out some of these details. Well, what exactly is it we want our students to be doing? Well, how is that different from what we want our undergrads to be doing? And that continuous dialogue was very, very important. In terms of where we want to go next with these, we're still in the process of trying to formalize the minor competencies. They will eventually make it up onto our website. We do need, departmental approval for them, but which we unofficially have. But we're also looking at getting some student input into those competencies as well. And one of the things that we realize is going to be very important for us is to clarify in our courses, especially those that are similar or may seem similar to graduate courses, clarify to our students that these are not meant to place them out when and if they go to graduate school. We also know nationally that there is the ASPH sort of learning outcomes project has been talking about developing competencies on a more national level and guidelines for them, and so we're kind of looking forward to what's going to happen on that side of things. But another piece for us is looking at when we share faculty between our graduate and undergraduate programs. We currently have two faculty, myself and one other person, who teach in both programs, and so we are pushing both programs to be very conscious of, as more faculty cross between programs, not to reteach graduate stuff to the undergraduates, but to really start to draw the line between the difference in material, sort of the difference in the level of what we expect students to be able to do and to understand, and so not to take their graduate course and reteach it to the undergraduates with really no change. So just quickly, these were some of the individuals who were involved in the work. Tim McBride and Brad Stoner are the directors of our graduate and undergraduate programs, respectively. And then T.R. Kidder and Kirsten and Ann Siebert Kuhlman are all intimately involved with the programs, as well as all of the members of the curriculum committee from the Institute. So thank you very much.
Thanks. Please.